In terms of the Memchas Kinyanim, we're making progress. We're holding by Kinyan Tes, the ninth Kinyan, the Kinyan of Tahara. Kinyan of Tahara. And those are famously acquainted with the Mishnah of Pinchas Ben Yair, the Pinchas Ben Yair, which the entire Mishnah of Sharm is based upon. The Braisa tells us that Prishus Mevili Dei Tahara, that separation brings to Tahara, the Mesilas Yisharim defines Tahara as Tikkun Halev HaMachshavos, fixing a person's heart and his thoughts, his emotions and his thought. Usually Lev and Chazal refers to one's emotions. So Tahara is the process of rectifying, fixing a person's thought process and his emotional attachment, his emotional decisions. That's the way the Mesilas Yesharim defines Tahara. And David HaMelech Davins Leiv Tahar Bohali Elokim Hashem, please create within me a Tahor heart, that my emotions should be Tahor. That's the tefillah of David HaMelech. There's a lot to discuss with Tahara. Matasiyahu Solomon in the Sefer Matnas Chaim has about 30 pages on Tahara. We're not going to get that in the weeds. I want to focus on one nekuda. On a very basic nekuda, why is it that Tahara is a necessary way in order for one to acquire Torah? I understand that Tahara is a very important part of a person's life. If a person wants to be a kaim Torah and mitzvahs, Tahara probably should be very high on the list. But when it comes to Torah in particular, Talmud Torah, why is it that Torah is a necessary prerequisite, a necessary mechanism to acquire Torah? What's the tsushta? What's the comparison? What's the connection? I want to start, and I think the answer, by the way, is twofold. But I want to start with a basic, practical answer. Tahara, or I should say the anti-Tahara, Tuma, is the ultimate black hole. It's the ultimate trap that ensnares somebody and keeps them going down that path over and over again, deeper and deeper, and is the ultimate anti-efficiency. It's the ultimate waste of time. What do I mean? The Pasuk tells us, the Sifri Darshins, Acharei Levavchem is Minus, Vacharei Einechem is Nus. That there's an Isser de Araisa to chase after Minus and Znus, or to pursue Minus and Znus. What is Minus? So Minus is anyone or any philosophy that is anti-Torah, is anti-Yud Gimel Ikar Emuna. That is Minus. That one is not supposed to engage and understand and pursue a greater appreciation and understanding of Minus. That's an Isdar Aisa. When I was younger, when I was in college, so the common book that was the novel that was very, very, very popular at the time was something called the Da Vinci Code. Very, very common, popular book. And many of my acquaintances and friends had read it, and I was interested. I was interested in reading it just like everyone else, see what the fad was, see why everyone was so excited. And my brother had explained to me before I had started to read that it was all premised upon in old Christian theology, and a lot of Christian theology was interwoven into the book. So I called up my Rebbe before I read it, and I asked him, is this an appropriate book for a Ben Taira to read? Is this something during my spare time, my off time, when I'm not going to be involved in Taira, when I'm not going to be learning Ben Zmanim, in fact it was, is it a valid book for a Ben Taira to read? And my Rebbe said, it's probably Osir. It's probably Osir. There's an issa d'oraisa to pursue, to understand, to develop, to envelop yourself in Christian philosophy and theology. So he says it's probably issa d'oraisa. So that's one level. But fundamentally, why is it issa d'oraisa? Aside from the fact, on a basic level, that it can create doubts, it can create a person to second guess the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. That's for sure true. But furthermore, on a deeper level, one reason it might be usher is because usually it's a black hole that leads a person to continuously follow and pursue and not give up. In other words, it's very difficult to be stuck with a kasha from some minus and then just to pursue normal Torah, normal mitzvahs, and normal life. It's a black hole. It sucks you in and it keeps you there for a long time. And that, in fact, is the chayra, the connection between acharei levavchem v'acharei leichem. The same as the raisa that tells us don't follow minus also tells us don't follow znus. If I had to guess, the ultimate black hole, the ultimate trap that catches somebody and keeps them there for a long time is nus. The amount of hours that people waste involved in nus is unimaginable. 30% of all Google searches are for nus. That's a crazy number. That one third of every single search on Google is for znus. When I say znus, I'm not talking about, you know, rated G. Real znus, unfortunately. People pursue znus to such a degree that it mamish takes up an unbelievable amount of their time. Just mamish takes up an unbelievable amount of time. And for efficiency purposes, aside for all of the other reasons, but for efficiency purposes, can you imagine how much time is wasted by pursuing znus? I remember hearing an unfortunate maisa, a very unfortunate maisa of a man, Baruch Hashem, he is now Kashuv Yashar. Chassidish man from a very Chassidish neighborhood had a job that required him to travel a tremendous amount. Almost every week or every other week, he would be away from his family for 4 to 5 days, traveling, check into a hotel in some random location. He would stay there for a few nights, and then he would come home. He had been married for about 8 years, raising a Chassidish mishpoche in Altaris HaKadosh, at least that's what everyone perceived. And after 8 years involved in the job, one week, he turned to his wife and said, oh, I don't have to travel this week. And even when he wasn't traveling, he would spend an inordinate amount of time in his office, locked up in his office in the basement of his house, mamish for hours on end. One week he didn't travel, a second week he didn't travel, a third week he didn't travel. This was already getting very, very strange, very fishy, very, very, very suspicious. And his wife pressed him and said, honey, why are you, well, what happened? You changed your job? Well, I lost my job. Lost your job? It was megala the amount of time that he had been wasting, staying up all night in a hotel, involved in znus, watching znus. He wasn't able to function the next day. He had become addicted. And it trapped him to such a degree that he just wasn't able to function any longer. He was, quote unquote, diagnosed as an addict. He went for tremendous treatments. His wife left him, but Baruch Hashem, because of the treatments that he was able to get, they were able to remain married and eventually got back together. And Baruch Hashem, this is now 7-8 years ago, they're living together in peace and harmony. Baruch Hashem. But it's mamish, you can imagine, it probably wasn't one trip that he wasted. And it probably wasn't two either. Multiple incidents, multiple nights, multiple hours on end. This man once said that at the peak of his addiction, he probably spent between 4 to 6 hours daily watching inappropriate videos, movies, YouTube channels. 4 to 6 hours daily. Just destroys a person's sense of efficiency. You can't accomplish anything. You members can't accomplish anything. That's on a very basic, bare bones, practical level. Why Tahara is so important for Kenyan type. But I want to be marchiv, a nekuda neisefes. I want to add on one little nekuda, which is so profound, beautiful, and amazing. The pasuk in Tehillim says, Sheker sinesi v'seiroscha ahavti. Kapitol kofiotes. Sheker sinesi v'seiroscha ahavti. Sheker I hated, and Torah I loved. In Rabbarach Be'er Leibowitz, in Birka Shmuel, at the end of Mekidushin Simit Chav Zayin, is Mazbir so beautifully what David HaMelech is telling us. If you want to have Ahavas HaTorah, the Hakadama, the prerequisite is Sinas Sheker. It's impossible to love Torah without a Sinas Sheker. The Yisoid HaDavar, L'chayra is, Chayra is the ultimate emes. It's a perception of everything in its ideal, in its emes, in the way it's supposed to be viewed. In the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and delivered it to us. And if you want to have a Ahavas Chayra, which is an Ahavas HaEmes, if you want to be able to pursue the essence of everything, to see beneath the surface to what it really is there for, you have to first be willing to leave the realm of Sheker. You have to first be willing to understand that the superficial reality is not what it's really there for. Until there is a Sina Sheker, until somebody is able to chap for a moment that the superficial is really not what it's there for, it's just a perception of reality, it's just a sheker, you'll never be able to see the emes. In other words, b'milim k'tzarim, in very, very simple, clear, and concise. If somebody only sees the steak in front of his eyes as a steak that tastes delicious and is incredibly appetizing, and it's a wonderful, wonderful meal, and that's all he sees in front of his eyes, he'll never be able to have a hava amino of seeing what's beneath the surface. He'll never realize that the steak is only there for a greater goal. It's a means for an end, and it's not an end in and of itself. Kol zman that somebody is stuck in the taste of the geschmack of Colombian coffee, they can never begin to think that that Colombian coffee is a chitimsa for him to learn multiple hours longer. Sheker sinesi. You want to see the ahavas ha'emes? You want to get to the emes? It's premised upon a recognition of the superficiality of that which we perceive around us. In every single thing around us, it's a recognition of the superficiality, of the philosophies that are deus koizvus, that are mamish, not correct, and they're just clouding our perception. But avas teira is premised upon sinas sheker. You want to get a real avas teira, a real pursuing of emes and a perception of emes, you have to first have a recognition of sinas sheker. I want to close with something that I recognize, and it was enhanced mamish very, very strongly by somebody, a dear friend of mine. When I was learning for years in the Kol Nesha Torah, the general reality of the Balei Tshuva that walked through the door were people that had hit a dead end. Something, they had hit rock bottom. Something didn't add up any longer. They lost their job. They got kicked out of college. Or they did exceptionally well in college but couldn't get a job. Their girlfriend dumped them. They got divorced. They hit rock bottom to some degree. And that rock bottom allowed them to open up their eyes and realize there's something much greater here. Sheker sinesi. It was a perception of sheker that led to an ahavas ha'teira, that led to a pursuing of emes. Hopefully, we don't have to hit the rock bottom to have a sheker sinesi. We're able to realize and recognize, to perceive and to understand that every single thing around us has a superficiality, and our goal is not to be tricked by the mask, by the world mask that we see, but to recognize what's beneath the surface, and then we'll be able to pursue an avas ha'teira in the ultimate sense. That's the kinyan on a basic level of Tara.